what conditions were there to produce the music that they played. To show that, we're going to go and jump to an interview, actually, from this box, Voices of the Mississippi. This is an interview that Will Ferris had with James Son Thomas. And we're going to hear that right now. Followed by that, we'll be playing a song by James Son Thomas that was included in the box set, but I could not get the version that was from the box set, so I had to play a different version. That after this interview, that will be a James Son Thomas's record and his track called Cairo Blues. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Do you ever think about you got to die someday?
Yeah, I do.
Do you ever think about making a change? Or you already have made a change?
No, I think I'm doing a lot more thinking about it than doing it, actually.
Well, you ain't gonna be like the man in the South, I know. He was 40 years old, and he said he wouldn't belong to church, and he said he was gonna juke 40 more years. And when he get 80 years old, he's going to join church.
He died at 79.
He's still living. Still living. So maybe that's the way he is. You're going to juke 50 years, and then you're going to join church. Some people wait until they get on the sick bed and join church. Well, they got to do a lot of praying then. Might be too sick to pray. Of course, I know I do a lot of wrong things to myself, not nobody else. I know playing music is wrong, but you do it for a living. I said part of living. And, I know it's wrong, and I think about it. You got to die someday. But I'm kind of like this man who's going to juke them 40 years. I ain't intend to plan how many years I'm going to juke, but I wants to try to juke up on a little more money before I change. And you can't serve no two gods. Next, you don't know when your time is out. Could be tonight. Could be right now. So that's a hard point. Taking a chance.
Yeah, everyone's doing it too.
That's right.
Everyone's doing it.
And the devil got a better chance, look like, in God. In a way, because the devil got all sorts of instruments out for you to do wrong. Shooting dice, playing cards, drinking whiskey. Your mind tell you get in your car, let it go 75, 80 miles an hour in a 20-mile speed limit zone. Have a wreck and kill yourself while you're young. You hadn't enjoyed none of your life. So I think it'd be the best for all of us to change before you get too old. I sure would like to ask one question. Why do white people want to put so much money in and all these big stones, and there are a lot of poor folks out there ain't got bread to eat? I wonder why they would do that. I have been on funerals, have truckloads of flour. Next 2-3 days, they throw it away. There's some hungry children right across the street. Ain't got nothing to eat.
Think anybody will remember us that far from now.
They might remember you, not me.
Why not you?
Well, I don't have the money. You got to have money to get a monument like this. Like that over there. They threw up a 10 mark on my grave, my name on the last about 3 weeks. And it's gone. Next 10 or 15 years, somebody else be buried on top of you. In a box. Ain't able to get a vault. Can't put none of your family in a vault if you ain't got no money. You can't put them in a nice casket.
Just for context, of course, James Son Thomas is here, is talking while he's walking with Will Ferris through a cemetery. Just for context, just so you know.
President.
How would I like to be the president?
Nah.
That doesn't sound too good to me. I think.
I believe Bill would like to be the president of the United States.
I'd love to be president. I'd have you up at the White House tomorrow. Before you declare a national blues holiday. Muddy Waters, B.B. King, be the vice president. James Thomas will be the commander-in-chief.
I don't believe I'd like to be president.
Why?
Well, they always want to take a shot at the president. They always think that he's doing wrong. Want to take a shot at him.
You reckon that'd be a black man president?
I don't believe so.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Might be one of these days, but I don't believe it. Because things can't change, you know.
Well, maybe one day there will be one.
To go to Cairo, but the water to have a mean. The girl I love, she got washed away. The girl I love. She got washed away. You know that woman got drowning, swimming along after me. Kiro, Kiro, that is a place for me. Kiro, Kiro, that is a place for me. You know the women's all love me. The men's gone lie me round. Thank you. used to be a gambler. I bet all of my money wrong. I used to be a gambler. I bet all of my money wrong. My baby quit me this morning. Don't even have no home.
Welcome back. Right about now, the time on your dial should be 10:12 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a But contrary to that, I'm glad to say that we defied that premonition has been defied. As a matter of fact, jumping back to one of our earlier resources that we mentioned on the program, the Mount Zion Memorial Fund, they put a large memorial headstone on the grave of on his grave on March 9th, 1996, at the Greater St. Matthew's at the Greater St. Matthew's Missionary Baptist Church in Leland, Mississippi. It was actually funny enough. Interestingly enough, was actually paid for by a Creedence Clearwater Revival frontman John Fogerty, who financed the entirety of the memorial. So, carrying on with our, I think we should take a bit of a recess from our heavier, what we call school sessions of the blues. To do that recess, we're going to jump to Glasgow and hear a band called Anton and the Colts and their track "Boy Living for the Weekend." Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Keep investment gold. You know you get in there and don't care how you get home. There's pretty women everywhere. Well, excuse me, boys, I got a beauty on the line. I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4. Why did you give them me the eye? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I gave you my number, you can guess my name. Yeah. I'm just a boy living for the weekend. I'm washing down the sin of going down, you know, the dealers and the shakers and the morning bakers. Come in time, I gotta have a good time. I got 3 days off, and that's all I wanna do. I'm gonna 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I'll take myself to the loo once more. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. On board until the lights are bright again. Lord, I'm just a boy living for the weekend. Now I'm washed out, sin on me. Jump in my jeans are ripped, and I can't find my boots. Sweat wine all over my new rug, and I still don't think I've had enough. I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4. I hear the vultures screeching at my door. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm back on the night and again, Lord. Just a boy living for the weekend. Now I'm washed down, sin all that old.
right, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do that. That ain't all of them. Thank you so very much, Junior. Yeah, in other words, you do a little bit and hold a little bit back. Showed up. Okay, thank you so much, Junior. Junior Kimbrough and Associates. Okay. All right, play a little music there.
Welcome back. The time round about now on your dial should be 10:26 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set was Junior Kimbrough's number of Nobody But You, followed by Junior Kimbrough's guitarist Kenny Brown playing If Down Was Up. Now, with that recess concluded, it's back in class and for all of you. So now we're going to go back to listening to some of the academic stuff and the field recordings of some of the big folklorists and collectors of blues recordings. So we've covered Will Ferris. We've covered some of the work done by the Mount Zion Memorial Foundation. One of the other big ones we've got to do, of course, is Alan Lomax. For those of you, I'm sure that name sounds familiar, and that's probably because his dad, and Alan as well, his dad, John Lomax, went around the South collecting, was also a folklorist, and he did, along with Alan, compile recordings for the Library of Congress. So from those compilations, we got to hear the first sounds of Muddy Waters and other great blues musicians as well, including, I covered Muddy Waters. Who else? Who is on the tip of my... It just brain farted. Jesus. A Sun House, geez, my brain just farted right there. Sun House and other great blues musicians as well who were documented on those recordings. Now, Alan Lomax followed in his father's footsteps and continued to do folklore collecting and music collecting and recording the sounds all across America, including the Appalachians as well. So we're going to go and turn to some of his recordings now at this time, and particularly the first two recordings you're going to hear in this set drawn from his collections from the northern part of the Mississippi Delta. Ironically, and quite purposefully, I assure you, the sounds, the area where the last two tracks, those of Junior Kimbrough and Kenny Brown, the sound, that area where those guys come from. To get things started off, we're going to go to kind of like an interview and kind of musical track. Recorded in 1978, here Alan is listening in and interviewing and hearing from a fellow named Joe Savage. Now, Joe Savage was a mule skinner, but he also served as an inmate at Parchment Farm. Now, Parchment Farm, I'm sure if you recall, I think I've played that song, is a song by Booker White. Yeah, it refers to the state penitentiary, which is in Mississippi, which is basically an old plantation that they've converted into a prison. Where inmates have to work grueling hours and in terrible, terrible conditions. Now here, Joe Savage is going to be telling you about his experiences there and the music that originated from there. And in doing so, we get a glimpse into the toil and the trauma and the hardship from which the blues came. So here he is, Joe Savage, on his recollections of Parchment Farm. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Man, I tell you.
And I was young.
Back in 1947, when I first came out of the Army, I got in trouble up there at Rosedale, and they caught me down here at Greenville. Now, I stayed at Greenville Jail down there, that old county jail, and got in mixed up with some bad youngsters, and seven of us broke that jail. We saw our way out there. It took us three nights and days to saw out of that jail. I was the last one they caught. I was gone over 5-10 years before they caught me. They caught me at the road there, and they suddenly the Parchment. And I went to Parchment, man. That's when the trouble just began. The gun there. I got somebody down there at Lammers. I stayed at Lammers a while. Then they sent me to Camp Warren up there on the highway up there, between Drew, right off of Drew and Rome, between Drew and Rome. You know why that's that. And then they put me behind a plow flying a white mule. You better not hit a white mule. Better not put a spot on it.
What would happen?
If you go back to that camp, they'll swell your behind up. And then that mule, he was contrary. The sergeant just had pity on me, you know. That mule could take me and lead me all across that field anywhere he wanted to carry me, boy. And I couldn't hit him. I wanted to hit him so bad, I was scared to hit him.
You had leather line?
Yeah, leather. He had no more rope line. No more rope line.
I thought you had leather line.
No, we had no more rope line. But I just couldn't.
Leather line throw it back to me.
I just couldn't hit him. I was afraid to hit him, though, cat. I bet not had to hit him. Every time I go in the evening, at day noon, they checking. They have a specker at a checking. See if they have a whip on it.
Well, I don't have none on his back.
Hit him on his ankle.
Had him on the ankle.
Hit him on the ankle.
I couldn't see it.
Right between his shoulders.
I just stayed behind him and cried.
Oh, shit.
And I sung a little song. I said, "6 months ain't no sinners, 2 years ain't no time. Me and my poor buddy, we have 99. And one morning, boy, that old man took pity on me. You see, I believe I let this old black boy go free. So one Sunday morning, I thought he was calling. I was getting dressed to go. I used to gamble back in them days. And I was going on the gamble to the end of the porch as far as we could go. And he called my number. I said, uh-oh, So I knew I'm finna get another whooping now. I went back and see what he called me, Little Greenville. He said, Little Greenville, say, he said, you got in the clothes back down? You want to carry home, carry with you? I told him, say, yes, sir. All right. He said, you go get him. I said, oh, well, I'm finna go now. That made a pretty good record there. He said, Little Greenville, say, you too good a nigga to be harbored down. I'm gonna let you go free. This son of mine. Oh boy. And he hollered me out, the whole camp stood up right on the highway there. And I felt kind of funny, strange walking out there among all those prisoners.
Ain't no going on.
They didn't know I was going and I didn't know. Then I hollered that old song about. In the world again, boy, if I ever get lucky, in the world again, I ain't gonna fool with no more bad women. Just a mighty few men. That's all I learned about that cowboy when I was glad to go.
My name is Boyd Hillard Rivers. This is my wife, Ruth May Rivers. We've been married 15 years. And ever since we've been together, we've been trying to sing. I'm not saying I can sing without try anywhere.
My husband, well, his family has a musical background. And, well, I had been singing in church choir ever since I've been big enough to try to sing. But since we've been married, he taught me how to try to sing with music. Well, at first I said, well, I can't sing. And he would say, anybody can sing if you just try. So sometime I would get out of tune or something, and he would fuss at me a little bit, and I might get mad a little while, but by practicing and him teaching me, that's why I do as well as I do now, singing with music. I took music at one time, but I never practiced to sing with music. But he doesn't know, well, he doesn't play by note, he play by ear. And he tell me, he said, just listen to the tune. And he would hit the note on the guitar, and he would say it with his mouth, and then he would get me to, he said, now say it right there. So I practice a little bit enough. I'm not perfect yet with getting with music, but a lot of times I start off and he'll look at me, and if he look at me, it's not right.
How you look at him?
Looking at him like that. Let's look at him. She's very sweet to live with, too, you know. My wife is very sweet. She doesn't fuss when I be trying to teach her. If she get angry, I know it, because she get up and walk on in there. But she'll come back and we'll try it again. We go everywhere doing this, and I love to do it. I feel something when I do this.
Tell me, how did you feel when you come out?
Come out the wilderness.
When you come out.
Come out the wilderness.
When you come out.
Come out the wilderness.
Tell me, how did you feel when you come out?
Come out the wilderness.
Leaning. Oh, we're leaning on the Lord. If I feel like shouting when I come out.
Come out the wilderness.
When I come out.
Come out the wilderness.
When I come out.
Come out.
Oh, I feel like showering when I come out.
Come out to wilderness,
leaning. Oh, I'm leaning on the Lord. Oh, I looked at my hands.
Hands are new.
Looked at my feet. They did too. Start to walk. Hand to walk. Start to talk. Hand to talk.
Step by
is I told everybody when I come out.
Come out the wilderness.
When I come out.
Come out the wilderness.
When I come out.
Come out the wilderness.
Oh, I told everybody when I come out.
Come out the wilderness.
Leaning. Oh, we're leaning on the Lord. Oh, I looked at my hands. Hands of no. Looked at my feet. They did too. Start to walk, I had a new walk. Started to talk, sure, had a new talk. Started to sing, had a new song. Everybody wondering what was wrong. Kneel down and pray, had a new prayer. Right then I know that Vegeta was there. And when I stand,
step out to him,
oh, I pray.
Bring out the
wilderness. Oh, I stay. Did I feel fire burning when I come out?
Come out the wilderness.
When I come out.
Come out the wilderness.
When I come out.
Come out the wilderness.
Oh, I feel fire burning when I come out.
Come out the wilderness.
Leaning. Oh, leaning on the Lord.
In your V4, thinking about your mama. Lord, when you drove me from your door, but I get a break, yeah, somewhere.
Welcome back. For those of you who are just tuning in, welcome to Hotel de Blues with your host, myself, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, playing you my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 10:42 p.m. The last set you heard was more of an academic kind of blues set. I don't want to say academic because that's boring. But in the sense that we've been playing this last program, some of the big names in terms of field recorder folks and folklorists who have been collecting blues archives and testimonies and music for quite a while. on this program, you've heard some of the work of the Mount Zion Memorial Foundation, some of the work of Will Ferris, and on his box set, Voices of the Mississippi. And you just heard in this last set was the work of Alan Lomax. To recap that set in particular, you heard the testimony of Joe Savage and his recollections of Parchman Farm Prison and the field haulers that he used to sing while being kept there. Followed by that, you heard from the gospel couple Boyd and Ruth Mae Rivers and their track "Come Out the Wilderness," and how another part in the blues histories and the key part of the blues influences is gospel music, and you got to hear a little segment of that in that last track. Followed by that was a different one from a different set of interviews from what Alan Lomax did. The first two tracks you heard were from his 1978 field recordings. The last track you just heard was from his 1959 field recordings, and this was actually the last track that the Memphis Jug Band ever recorded. That was the Memphis Jug Band playing "I'll Get a Break." So now I hereby declare. School is now out. So now we're going to go back to some not so much of the harder academic stuff and more learning stuff. Now we're just going to rock out, you know, give our brains a chance to relax and, you know, process what we've learned or what I've tried to show, at least. I don't know if I was successful or not, or what I tried to show on this program. So we're going to go knock off school, take a break, chill our brains out with the blues hit. This is from 1952. This is Big Mama Thornton and her track, "Hound Dog Blues." Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Bye. hard to believe that you're leaving, but it's such a part of the game. Well, it's hard, oh so hard, just believing that you'd leave my hungry and pain. But if you should change your mind, that you're leaving, but it's such a part of the game. Well, it's hard, oh so hard, just believing that you'd leave my hungry and pain. But if you should change your mind,
knocks me out. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. She don't know when to stop. She gets her kicks every day. Yes, rocking her fine self away. She rocks in the basement and she rocks upstairs. I can't take it no more. I'm gonna buy a rocking chair. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 10:52 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. The last couple of tracks you heard in this, I guess, after-school zesh of the Hotel de Blues is Nappy Brown's Bye Bye Baby, followed by All She Wants to Do is Rock by Wynonie Harris. To keep the tunes rolling while the little time we have left together, we're going to quickly jump over to J.B. Lenoir and his track, Talk to Your Daughter. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Mama, mama, teach. Quit.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. Time roundabout now is 10:58 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT-FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal. On this program, we cover a lot of the work of folklorists such as Alan Lomax and Will Ferris, and the hard work of the folks down at the Mount Zion Memorial Foundation, just so we can see their work, but also understand a bit better where the blues comes from. We're going to have another action-packed show with all your favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates next week. Once again, my name is Vishwa Ramakrishnan. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues on 90.3 CKUT-FM, broadcasting from a small, wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To play us out today, we have a Montreal star. This is Jackie Shane and her blues associate, Coming Down. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT-FM. Tune in again next week, same time, same place.
I'm coming down, 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 coming down with a heartache. I ain't sick, but I got a fever. Blood pressure running high. Pulse ain't right, I can't sleep at night. And here's the reason why.
Second time, October 26th.